We got a very, very special guest going to be playing City Winery coming up real soon, coming up on November 22nd. It's Jim Peterick. And, of course, Jim, he's got a tour going on. It's called The Songs, and that tour is going to be hitting to City Winery. And, of course, we're very, very happy to have him here this morning on Hippie Radio. Good morning, Jim, and thank you for joining us this morning, man.
Hey, Chris, thanks for having me on, man. I love your show. I've heard a lot of great things.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that you have. At least somebody's talking good about me.
Hey, well, I love Nashville, and you pretty much own that, so that's good.
Well, that's nice to hear. You know, I got to, before we get started in the interview about all the greatness that that is Jim, you're talking to me up from Chicago, and the Cubbies won again last night, man, so congratulations up there.
What a nail biter, man. We were all on the edge of my seat. I wasn't there at the show, but I was very comfortably sitting in my living room with my wife and just screaming.
Well, I will tell you, this has been a very, very good World Series and good for baseball in general. This has been very good.
So. I'm telling you, and Chicago is electrified. So Tuesday night, man, go Cubbies.
There you go. All right. Let's talk about Jim. Jim has been around for many, many years in the rock and roll industry. Tell me something. You are the founding member there and the lead singer there of Ides of March. Is that correct?
Man, yes, and current member. I mean, we've been together now for 50 years.
You're still doing it.
3 years.
Oh, yeah, man, I had no idea. That's great.
We're still touring and close every show with ba-da-ba-ba-da. Uh-huh. You know? And it's been a great ride. The original 4 members are still intact, together, healthy, and having a blast.
Oh, how cool is that? I had no idea. That deserves a nomination in itself for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, man.
Well, you put in a good word, Chris, all right? All right.
Yeah, yeah. They listen to everything I say up there in Cleveland, right? You need to back off that Chicago Cubbies thing if you're going to get in there, man.
I didn't even think of that. Maybe I should be nicer.
Yeah, yeah, just a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
You have penned so many great rock and roll songs. Let's talk about some of them. Vehicle to start out with. Let's talk about that.
Well, that was a song I wrote for my girlfriend who dumped me. I was 18 years old, and I was madly in love with this gal. And she dumped me for somebody else, and I was heartbroken. And then she starts calling me for rides because I had a car, 64 Valiant, to be exact.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I'll give her a ride. Maybe, you know, I'll get a kiss or something. Well, nothing. You know, and all of a sudden I said, you know, all I am is your vehicle, baby. And I wrote this song. And this is a true story. I wrote this song. It goes to number one. We're on tour with Led Zeppelin and Janis Joplin, and I get a call from this girl. She said, why don't we try it again? And I said, okay. And 43 years later, I'm still married to that girl.
Oh, my gosh. You're still together.
We're still together, so guys, if you want to get your girl back, just write a number one record.
Well, I tell you, that doesn't hurt.
Nothing succeeds like success. But that was amazing. You know, I was 19 years old. We're on the road with, like I said, Zeppelin and Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Poco, the Allman Brothers, the Grateful Dead. I mean, that whole summer of 70, we were on the road with our heroes. Oh, my God.
That's crazy. That had to be crazy for you as a kid growing up like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were invited to this, well, what was really an orgy after the Led Zeppelin show in Winnipeg. And, you know, you would have thought we would have liked that, you know. We stood around for about 10 minutes looking at what was going on. We go, we're out of here. We went to Dunkin' Donuts across the street.
Well, good for you. Your parents did well.
maybe that's why I'm still here, Chris.
Yeah, it very well could be. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to get into some of the other rock and roll tunes that you've penned, and I also want to talk a little bit about some of the dabbling that you've done in the country music scene as well. But here's what I want to do first before we get into that. We all know the song Vehicle from Ides of March. Like you said, the big opening, right? Well, here's a little bit of a different version. And you had mentioned, and I had no idea about this, you just mentioned to me about this song came out of a relationship and actually was kind of a love song. we had no idea listening to the vehicle in the form that we've always heard it, but you've redone this song differently. Tell us about this.
Well, it's from my new record that I'm touring on. It's called The Songs. It takes 11 of my biggest hits, including Eye of the Tiger and the 38 Special catalog, like Hold On Loosely, Rockin' It's Not. Rockin' It's Not is not on it, but we do it live. Beach Boys, the stuff I wrote when I was a member of Survivor. I mean, it's all the biggest hits. Mm-hmm. And but we did them in Nashville at the Sound Emporium, which is a wonderful old studios. And we used, of course, some of Nashville's finest musicians, and God, are they good in this town. Mm-hmm. I mean, the waiter is a better player than I am, you know.
isn't that the truth?
Yeah, you know. And it became this magical album, you know, that, and I have two new songs. We did the whole thing live vocals, like the old days, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're going to the City Winery on the 22nd of November. We're presenting this show with all the instrumentation, the dobro, the fiddle, the upright bass, what a trip for me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this song, Vehicle, you did a little different version on it, and you'd mentioned that it's kind of a love song. I listened to this, and I'm like, I'm digging this. This is really good. Coming up a little bit later, we do have tickets to the show that Jim just mentioned. We're going to be giving you a chance to win coming up. But here he is right now in a little bit different fashion that you've heard this song before. It's Vehicle. Yeah. Jim Peterick on Hippie Radio 94.5.